SBS Radio. Ang mga pananaw na mga kabataang Australiano ay ihaharap sa United Nations sa susunod na ilang linggo. Sa pamamagitan ng isang lalaki mula Adelaide na kamakailan lamang ay nakumpleto ang 6 na buwan na pakikinig sa kanyang paglalakbay sa bawat estado at teritoryo. Ang 22 taong gulang na si Amos Washington ay ang kabataang kinatawan o youth representative ng Australia sa United Nations at siya ay gugugol ng 6 na linggo sa punong tanggapan ng UN sa New York at haharap sa General Assembly. Siya ay nakatakdang umalis ng Australia patungo ng New York nitong katapusan ng linggo. Sa tampok na ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa nakalipas na 6 na buwan, si Amos Washington ay naglakbay sa buong Australia at nagsagawa ng mahigit sa 150 konsultasyon. Hiniling ang mga kabataan na sagutin ang tanong na what would Australia look like if young people had a greater say? O sa ating wika, ano ang magiging itsura ng Australia kung ang mga kabataan ay higit na may boses o tinig? Ayon sa kanya, isang paksa na labis na nasa isipan ng mga kabataan na kanyang nakausap ay ang kalusugan ng kaisipan.
Young people often made the connection between poor mental health or poor well-being and other issues that face young people, such as discrimination, gender inequality, racism, lack of job opportunities, and also lack of safe and enjoyable spaces for young people. Young people made a lot of connections between those issues and a general lack of well-being.
Ayon kay Amos Washington, sinabi ng mga kabataang kanyang nakausap na hindi nila ramdam na ang mga mambabatas ng Australia ay iginagalang ang kanilang mga opinyon.
A lot of young people as well spoke to me about how they felt as though their opinions weren't valued by people in government and by older people in the community at times. I think that's really concerning as well. We talk a lot about young people yet to experience the real world, but young people are living in the real world and they're experiencing a lot of issues affect everyone else. For example, mental health can affect people of all ages, but it's the way in which young people experience these issues we need to pay attention to. In particular, young people have unique experiences and have unique perspectives on community issues, and if we don't listen to those perspectives, we can't get the full picture.
Ang grupo na kumakatawan sa mga serbisyong pangkabataan ng New South Wales, ang Youth Action, ay nagtanong din sa mga kabataang Australiano ngayong taong ito. Tinanong nila ang 500 kabataan na nasa gulang na pagitan ng 12 at 25 tungkol sa kanilang mga pananaw sa edukasyon, pabahay at empleyo. Habang marami ang nagpahayag ng mga alalahanin tungkol sa pagtaas ng hindi pagkakapantay-pantay sa Australia, sinabi ng punong tagapamahala ng Youth Action na si Katie Akison na ang kanilang mga sagot ay nagpahayag sa pangkalahatan na sila ay optimistiko tungkol sa hinaharap. Sinabi niya na ang positibong pananaw na iyon ay hindi lamang isang tungkulin ng mga kabataan, na naniniwala siya na ang pagiging isang henerasyon ng digital na katutubo ay mahalaga rin.
They've had sort of smartphones and tablets in their hands since they were a child, which means that they also have access to a lot more information about what can be done better. So there is this idea that they could actually change the world, that there is an ability to kind of be part of the future, being a better place for other people, and that it just actually takes people to do that. So I think there is an optimism that we might have seen in activist generations in the past. We're seeing it in young people right now where they're taking activism in their local communities. They're very engaged in their communities politically and socially, and they're trying to make change in the world that they see because they see it's possible because of I'd say probably social media and the internet has really helped with that.
Ayon pa kay Katie Akison na ang mga sumagot sa survey ay hindi lamang sarili ang iniisip at sila'y lubos na interesado sa mga kinalabasan na nagtataguyod ng katarungan, pagkakapantay-pantay at pagiging patas.
When we look at housing, affordability, education, access and employment opportunities, I think there hasn't really been moves from the government and from Parliament House, really, there hasn't been a very clear plan from anybody to say how we're going to address these issues. And young people are very clearly seeing that there's a growing inequality, that more people are struggling than ever before, that their generation is the first generation to have lower living standards than their parents. But the nice thing that we saw throughout the report was that young people were concerned about what that's going to mean for the whole future of the country, not just themselves. So they weren't just worried about themselves. They thought about, well, what's this going to mean for my parents and my grandparents and also my children as well? Like, we need to sort of address that.
Isa pang issue na nakakuha ng madamdaming tugon mula sa mga kabataang Australiano ay ang tugon ng bansa sa climate change o pagbabago ng klima. Ang katutubong Australiano na si Nicole Hutton ay kabilang sa SEED Indigenous Youth Climate Network, nakaakibat ng Australian Youth Climate Coalition. Sinabi niya na ang makita ng mga leader sa politika ay nagtatalo ukol sa pinakamainam na pagtugon ay nakakasira ng loob.
It's devastating as a young person to grow up seeing our leaders fighting about something that most people know needs to happen really soon for us to be able to make it a change and to stop climate change becoming really bad. It's really disheartening, but there are lots of people and community groups now that are standing up, and I think that our politicians need to start listening.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.